Hello and welcome. This fight is called Nose Trigger, and depending on the flavor you chose, it will make you either bark, meow, or make a meep sound every time someone you allow to use this trigger touches your nose. Of course, this will only work when you're in a safe environment, so you can always enjoy this trigger. Now, if that's something you want, make sure that you won't be disturbed for the duration of this file. Get yourself into a nice and comfortable position where you can easily relax, lay back, close your eyes, take a deep breath in, let it go, get really comfortable, relaxing, and let's begin. Relax. We're only just beginning, and already you're following my voice, following my words, guiding your attention towards your breathing. And as you feel yourself breathing, imagine you are breathing an odorless anesthetic, breathing in the anesthetic with every breath in, relaxing deeper with every breath out. Maybe you feel it starting in your toes becoming so heavy, so numb, so relaxed, as anesthetic begins to melt all the tension in your body, melting every bit of tension inside of your body, relaxing you, the sensation flowing into your feet, making them heavy and warm, as you feel your fingers relaxing too, the warm, heavy, numb feeling flowing from your fingers into your hands and up into your arms, making them so numb, so heavy, so warm. It slowly flows through your wrists into your lower arms, making them numb and relaxed. The anesthetic slowly paralyzing your body, making all of your muscles go loose and limp as sensation flows up through your legs, reaching your knees, all the muscles in your lower legs, ankles, feet and toes, so incredibly relaxed, so loose and limp, everything so warm and comfortable, relaxing you slowly more and more as a warm, numb feeling flows up your arms and through your elbows, relaxing you more and more, paralyzing your body more and more, so numb, so heavy, so comfortable, so incredibly relaxed, as the sensation is spreading further and further, up through your legs, up through your arms, moving in to the center of your body, relaxing more and more of your body. And as the deep relaxation flows into your waist and shoulders, you just go deeper, letting go, relaxing more and more. The warmth and heaviness is flowing over your body, slowly into your lower back, into your stomach, relaxing all the muscles there, and down from your shoulders into your lungs, into your chest, into your neck, filling your whole torso with this warm, heavy relaxation, relaxing your body deeper and deeper, all the muscles just letting go, becoming completely loose and limp and relaxed, and the relaxation and heaviness are flowing up through your neck and throat, slowly entering your face, flowing over your cheeks, through your mouth and tongue, over your nose and ears, over your eyes, filling your entire head with this warm and heavy relaxation, your whole body It's growing so warm, so heavy, so numb and relaxed. And now I'm going to count down from 10 to 0. And with each and every number, you can feel your body growing more and more numb. Relaxing, letting go. The anesthetic numbing your body and paralyzing your muscles. More and more, deeper and deeper with each number. 10, letting go, drifting down. 9, all your muscles letting go, relaxing. 8, your body is so warm, so heavy, so numb. 7, just a human-shaped mass of numb and heavy sensations. 6, all awareness of your body is replaced by this numb and heavy and warm sensation. 5, as anesthetic is paralyzing your entire body. 4, numbing it, relaxing it deeper and deeper. 3, just a heavy, numb mass, heavy and warm. 2, drifting deeper down. 1, so heavy, so warm, so paralyzed, letting go. 0, and by now, you might be already feeling the anesthetic numbing your mind as well. Shutting down all the functions of your mind, shutting down your motor functions, shutting down all of your memories, shutting down all of your mental abilities, shutting down all of your senses, shutting down your entire mind. Your mind so numb, so heavy, so warm, my anesthetic invading your mind, shutting it down. And while that happens, you might feel the warm, heavy numbness that has replaced all awareness of your body, slowly melting away. My voice is flowing over your body and melting away all the numb, heavy sensations, becoming fuzzier and fuzzier as awareness of your body dissolves, as your body melts away so deeply and completely, becoming heavier and heavier with each and every second that passes, becoming fuzzier and fuzzier, where the numb, heavy warmth was still humanoid shape, it now just is a formless mass of heaviness, of warmth, of numbness. You lose all awareness over your body as your mind shuts down deeper, deeper, letting go of everything, letting go of all of your thoughts. Your mind is melting. My anesthetic is melting your mind, melting your will, melting your resistance, melting everything. Your mind lost in white blankness, melting away. My words flowing over your mind like wind over the sea of your melted thoughts, shaping the only remaining currents of your thoughts as you become more and more blank, more and more empty, more and more mindless, more and more open, just following my words as you lose yourself deeper and deeper, my words melting everything, melting away all resistance, melting away your will, making you completely blank and mindless and thoughtless, following only my words deeper and deeper, and before your mind becomes completely paralyzed, I want you to use the last of your mental abilities to create a virtual you inside your mind. And even though you are in deep trance, and even though your mind is completely open, this virtual you inside your mind will appear awake just the same way like the you inside your dreams appears awake, even though you're so deep down and sleeping. Now I want you to create this virtual you. Even though it appears to be awake, it will be deep, deep in trance. It will be completely open and obedient. Its will melted away, but it will feel completely normal to you, just like you feel completely normal in a dream. That's right. Create this virtual you, and then I will count down from 10 to 0. And with each and every number, you're drawn further inside this virtual you, leaving your body behind and transferring all of your awareness inside this virtual you, inside your mind. Allow it to become as real as a dream is while you're dreaming. 10, going deeper, feeling yourself drawn inside. 9, as you let go and fade away. 8, fading away into this virtual you. 7, drawn into this virtual you. 6, forgetting that there's anything else but this virtual you. 5, being completely drawn inside. 4, the virtual you is wearing headphones, listening to my voice, listening to my words. 4, as you're completely pulled inside, drawn inside, drawn inside this virtual you. 3, deeper and deeper, leaving your body behind. 2, forgetting your body, letting go of your body. You know your body is safe, safe with my words. 1, as you're pulled inside, completely. 0, letting go. You're inside this virtual you, this virtual simulation, and on some level, you're still aware that your real physical body is out there, that my words flow through the mind of the physical body, forming and shaping your mind that's completely helpless and open to my words. Before you hear my words in this virtual you, but you're already remembering to forget, and forgetting to remember that there even is a lower level below you, and maybe multiple levels below that, and you're in multiple levels of virtualization, but you forget to remember and remember to forget, as this level becomes real. This level that allows you to act while you're in deep, deep trance, letting go deeper and deeper, focusing only on my voice, following my words, your mind and your will is completely open, open and malleable, ready to be shaped by my words, as you follow my words deeper down, as you let go. And now that you are so deep, so relaxed, just drifting along deep, peaceful trance, focused only on my voice, now it's time to give you a fun new trigger, because from now on whenever anyone that you allowed to use his trigger touches your nose and you are in a safe place, you will feel a growing desire to meow. That's right. It will only happen when someone who you allowed to use this trigger triggers you, and when it's safe for you. If there's any risk involved with following this trigger, for example, when you're triggered at work, your subconscious mind will just ignore it. But whenever you're in a safe environment, you will follow this trigger. So whenever someone you allow to use this trigger touches your nose, you will feel a pressure building up inside you. The first times that you're triggered, it will start slowly, just a slight pressure, but it will grow. With every second that passes, the pressure, the desire will grow inside you, knowing you have to meow, and this inner pressure, this tension will just grow and grow and grow with every moment that passes, become more and more intense, stronger and stronger, a tension, a restlessness building up inside of you, growing stronger and stronger. And you know, there's only one way to release it. And the one way to release it is to meow. That's right. The tension, the pressure, the restlessness inside you will just grow and grow and grow, growing stronger and stronger whatever you do. You can't try to ignore it. You can't try to fight it. But you know, sooner or later, you will have to give in. It will just grow more and more intense until you give in. So no matter what you do, sooner or later, you will have to give in. Just imagine it. This tension, this restlessness, this pressure to do it, just growing inside you, growing stronger and stronger, more and more intense with every moment that passes. And that's exactly what will happen to you. It might start out ever so gentle, but it will grow in intensity exponentially over time. And you know, sooner or later, you have to give in. There's nothing you can do about it. You will have to give in. And then, when you give in, when you do it, you'll feel an instant release. All the stress, all the tension, all the restlessness just fading away, replaced by a feeling of happiness, by a wave of joy. That's right. It feels so amazing getting rid of all those built-up tension. So the next time when you're triggered, you will do it faster, because you know you have no choice. You have to do it. That's right. And over time, you will learn there's nothing you can do about it. Over time, you will learn you have to do it whenever someone touches your nose. So you will learn to instantly do it. And the less you try to fight it, the sooner you give in, the better it will feel. Slowly conditioning you to do it every time, whenever anyone who you allowed to use this trigger touches your nose. That's right. It will just happen instantly, completely automatically. At first, you can try to fight it, but over time, you will learn to instantly do it. Anyone who you allow to use your trigger will touch your nose, and the same moment, you will meow. That's right. It will just happen instantly and automatically. And there's nothing you can do about. And every time it happens, you will feel this wave of pleasure, of joy, conditioning you more and more, driving this reaction deeper and deeper into your mind. And you will experience the wonderful feeling of being helpless, against this wonderful trigger. Whenever someone you allow to use this trigger touches your nose, it will happen. And you know, you can try to fight it at first. Probably you're going to try to fight it the first time it happens, just to see if you can do it. Though you already know that sooner or later you will have to give in. Maybe you're trying to fight it because you enjoy fighting it. This is a trigger I installed in quite a few people. And I know a lot of people who enjoy trying to fight the trigger, even though they knew they will have to give in sooner or later. But they enjoyed the struggle. And maybe you are going to try to fight it too, just to enjoy the struggle, even though you already know that you will have to give in sooner or later. Because the pressure, the tension, the restlessness, the force pushing you to do it will grow exponentially over time. And you understand what that means. It means that you will have to give in sooner or later. You can try to fight it, but you know you will have to give in. Because the pressure, the tension, the restlessness, the pressure to do it, forcing you to do it, will just grow and grow exponentially over time. So sooner or later you will have to give in. And the moment you do give in, you will feel the pleasure. You will feel a wave of pleasure and joy flowing through your body. Knowing the sooner you give in, the stronger the pleasure will be. And of course, just the release of the tension, just the release of the pressure will feel amazing, teaching you how wonderful it feels to give in, to obey this trigger. Sooner or later, you will learn to instantly, automatically, without thinking, just obey this trigger. But until then, you can try to fight it. You can enjoy trying to fight it. That's right. And now the trigger is deeply and completely embedded in your mind. Let's make sure that it's going even deeper. That's right. Just imagine. Imagine a seed. Imagine this trigger is a seed in your mind. And as I count you out of trance, I want you to visualize the seed growing, rapidly growing, sprouting, growing into a little plant, and then growing stronger and stronger. And when I wake you up, it will be a big tree with strong roots firmly rooted inside your mind. So that any time when anyone you allow to use this trigger touches your nose, it will happen. But of course it will only happen when you're in a safe environment. Whenever following this trigger could cause problems for you, your subconscious mind will just ignore it. And because your subconscious mind knows that you are safe in any situation that could cause you problems, the trigger will just be that much stronger in any other situation. That's right. And now it's time for you. Time for you to wake back up. I will count up from 1 to 10. And when I reach 10, you will be wide awake. 0. Visualize the seed in your mind growing stronger. 1. Slowly coming back up. 2. More and more awake. 3. Waking up more and more. And 4. Becoming aware of your body again. 5. Halfway there, already so alert to wake aware. 6. Coming back even more, becoming aware of your room again. And 7. Waking up even more. Your muscles build up tension again. Your pulse, your breathing, your blood pressure, all your vital signs return to their normal, ideal waking values. And 8, take a deep breath in with me now. And out. And wiggle your toes, wiggle your fingers, completely coming back. And 9, stretch yourself, enjoy this wonderful feeling just a moment longer. And with the next number, you will be wide awake, alert, awake, aware, opening your eyes, feeling refreshed and wonderful. And 10, wide awake, alert, awake, aware. Welcome back. As usual, I appreciate all feedback, thoughts, suggestions, whatever comes to mind. Feel free to contact me via my site or write a comment to this file. Thank you for listening, and goodbye.